On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL with Nigel Carmody.
Welcome back, Peter Jackson VFL time. Thanks to Squire's Loft, now open in Mornington and right down Main Street in Mornington. What a place to have a steak. Also Queens Road, Albert Park, and always 131 Buckley Street in Essendon. But get in early at Mornington and taste the meat. Just taste the quality. Taste the Squire's touch.
Mornington is 104 Main Street, open for dinner Wednesday through Sunday, lunch Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, can't miss.
Gangbusters down there, they know good quality down on the peninsula. Well, Andrew McWalter, in 94 games of league football, 89 with the Saints, including two grand finals and a grand final replay, and many fine performances in helping that team get to the finals, is a perfect man to be a development coach, because his career had all the trappings of gilt edge when he was a first-round pick by the Saints, but it didn't pan out first time of the offing. In fact, he was delisted by St Kilda and had to work his way back through the back door, and as such, knows all the ups and downs of a young footballer's life. So perfect for Tigers' development, and also helping out on-field with Richmond in the VFL makes him doubly valuable. Good evening, Minnie.
G'day, Finey. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
How's that yellow and black looking on you? I saw you plenty in red, white and black. I found that sort of McDonald's French fry packet of a jumper at Gold Coast hard to bear, but I don't know if I could bear watching you in a Richmond jumper.
No, it's going well. I'm enjoying it, Finey. I haven't had that many runs, actually, because last year I struggled with getting my body right, but I've had three games this year, and I'm enjoying it.
We'll talk about Richmond VFL and this a big game coming up against Collingwood, which will have a lot of foot traffic and hopefully a lot of people staying to watch. But Tigers development coach is, and a lot's been said about the Tigers of recent weeks. One thing we have seen this year at Richmond, of course there was that really unfortunate story.
Nathan Drummond
was unfortunate, but Camden McIntosh and just some of the younger players that are coming through, even though we know at the top end maybe there's a lot of disappointment. I would have thought, in terms of young player development, this year's already unearthed a bit of talent.
Yeah, I agree, Finey. I reckon we've seen a few of the young guys play. Corey Ellis has played his first game, and I reckon there's a few guys in the VFL that have showed some traits of AFL football. So they've just got to consistently do that, and then hopefully they'll be able to play some good AFL footy.
And, Min, a guy I think who must be in that conversation as next cab off the rank is Liam McBean. 33 games for 86 goals is now his record since being drafted to the club. What's left for him to do to bridge whatever gap remains to get an AFL debut?
Hey, on paper that looks pretty good, doesn't it, Nige? I guess Liam's just got an ability just to kick goals. So he might not be having a great day, but he'll still find a way to kick goals. He's 200 centimetres, and the issue for him has just been his ability to stay in the contest, because he's had to put on size. So he's gotten better at that. And I think last week was his best game he's probably played at VFL level. So he kicked five goals and probably should have kicked eight. So he's just putting his hand up in the contest, and hopefully he gets a crack at AFL footy.
I know Liam's grandfather, part of the great McBean Butcher dynasty. And Liam never got to meet his great-grandmother, his grandpa's mum, but she lived in a cottage very near the Richmond football ground. And every square inch of wall in that house, from kitchen to bedroom to bathroom, was festooned in yellow and black. And Tommy Hafey regularly would stop by for a cup of tea, either just before or after training. And she'll be looking down from on high and will be so... The very notion of one of her offspring playing for Richmond is just unthinkable, because she adored the Richmond Football Club, Andrew.
Yeah, there you go. That's a pretty cool story. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I know Liam knows it, and it'll just be a great story when he makes his debut. The VFL serves many masters. We know that there are aligned, partially aligned, non-aligned and standalone clubs. And the ideal situation we've seen, and I'm sure Richmond follows this blueprint, is yes to develop players in the VFL, but also to win games. And to that end, at 2-2, but with a couple of good wins under your belt, it's not been a bad start by the Richmond VFL side.
Yeah, that's probably right, Finey. We were We were in the other two games that we lost as well. We lost to Geelong by 9 points and to Coburg by about maybe 18 points or so. So we've been competitive in all our games so far this year, which has been a great sign. We didn't have a great year last year for our first year in the VFL standalone, so it's been good to start the year off a bit better.
Some handy pickups in the off-season. Anthony Scott, one of them, who came from being the rising star in the A-grade amateurs with Old Trinity last year to now graduating into the VFL, 4 games, 2 goals, in the best a couple of times already. There's not much of him, but what is there is pretty talented.
Yeah, he's got some real talent, Scotty. He's doing well considering he struggled to train much in the preseason. His body wasn't looking after him that well. He had some sore groins, but he's got some real traits of AFL footy. And I think the thing that's been most impressive for him is Maxie Bailey keeps saying how coachable he is. So Maxie looks after him in the forward line, and he just reckons he's great to work with. So that's a good sign for Scotty.
There's a player that has joined the club this year, Jared Cascia, who's, I think you'd be able to offer him a fair bit of counsel on the tough journey that is AFL football and the need to persist, because 2 years ago he was a regular at Carlton, last year on the outer, and I don't think his intensity or his want to play at the highest level has waned. And it looks just, I haven't seen a lot of Richmond in the VFL, but looking at the best players, it looks like his performances haven't dropped off either.
Yeah, ever since he set foot in our footy club final, he's been nothing but impressive. And that's probably the reason. After a short time, he was announced captain of our VFL side. He's missed the last 2 weeks, unfortunately, for our side, but he'll be back this weekend, and we're looking for another strong performance from him.
And some really good experience, and I guess a solid lineup week to week with some of your older heads. Ed Barlow and James Wall in particular have been really important last year and now having some continuity into this year. Tell us about the role they're playing, not only from an output point of view in their positions on the ground, but also being able to extend the role of Tim Clark and the other development coaches to have an impact with those younger AFL-listed players on the ground.
Yeah, no doubt, mate. Those guys are critical to our team, just because Wally's played probably nearly 10 years of good quality AFL football now and a couple of years of AFL, and same with Ed Barlow. Just the experience they bring on field, it's just great for our young AFL-listed guys and also for our young VFL guys. They just have the maturity and composure out on the field that you don't really have when you're an 18-year-old kid.
Tigers development coach and Richmond VFL player at times, Andrew McWalter has joined us, and not on ability, but I guess on needs. It's been a tough year for Tyrone Vickery. He's had a bit of a downgrade. He's been picked in the VFL with Ben Griffiths getting the tall forward spot before him. How's he handled what is a setback in his career at this stage?
Yeah, we spoke about it as a VFL coaching group after the game. Tyrone's attitude since he's been back at VFL level this year has been outstanding. He's enjoyed his time down there. He's helped Reece McKenzie out a lot, one of our new draftees. He seems to love playing with Reece, and his attitude all around has been fantastic, which is a great sign.
Minnie, do you reckon that might be the rebuild of his confidence and attitude going back into the seniors? Some people look at being, in inverted commas, dropped to the VFL as a kick in the teeth and might behave accordingly. But maybe in the case of Tyrone Vickery, he wasn't 100% comfortable at AFL level. And if he's teaching and mentoring already in the VFL, he might be a better AFL player attitude-wise for it.
Yeah, it's possible, Finey. I can't really answer that for Ty, but no doubt if it helps him build his confidence, then that's great for our footy club.
I'd like to know, just from your perspective, Andrew, there are so many different types of players in the VFL. There are listed players with AFL ambitions, AFL players like Tyrone Vickery trying to regain a spot in an AFL side. There are young players who are not listed, who are hoping maybe to gain some attention from an AFL club, and others who know that they will never be on an AFL list but really love measuring themselves against AFL listed competition. How do you get such disparate sort of aims at the start of a football season to gel as a football team?
Yeah, it's the beauty of VFL, I reckon, and it's probably the biggest challenge at times as well, because there is different agendas happening. So I guess for us, we're just trying to make sure everyone's pushing in the same way. And we really feel like we've got that at our Richmond VFL at the moment. We deliberately recruited some senior guys in the likes of Wall and Barlow and McGough and fellas like that, Keisha in that boat as well. But then we've got some young guys this year who were hoping might have AFL careers in the future if they keep working hard.
Well, it's a job with many, many elements to it. Being a development coach at a football club and also heavily involved in their VFL side. Just in closing, you play against Collingwood this week, and for some of these young players, it's going to be a surprisingly large crowd, because as the curtain raiser, albeit next door to the MCG, you can expect a fair bit of foot traffic and people sticking around. Is there a level of excitement maybe that is up a notch at training, do you think, this week? Do the boys expect a bit of a crowd and looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's probably not something we speak about, Finny, but I think in our previous curtain raiser games, the second half, you'd probably end up with 5,000 to 6,000 to 8,000 people at Punt Road watching the VFL. So it's pretty cool to have that many people there watching your game if you're one of those young fellas that we were speaking about. So not something we really speak about, but I guess it is exciting for those players.
Are you going to play this week, Minnie?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm having a run on Saturday.
Yeah, good. The less any of our people from the old 2010 days play against Collingwood, the better, I think.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
Not in the shadow of
I do like trying to beat them these days.
Yeah, get one back. Thanks so much for joining us, eh?
No worries. Thanks, Finny. Thanks, Nudge.
Andrew McWalter there, Richmond VFL player, Tigers development coach.
Going to have a run, incidentally, with Rosedale in the North Gippsland Football League this Saturday. He's going to play a handful of games with them this year. So heading down to pull on the, I think, blue of Rosedale as opposed to, of course, the yellow and black this week.
Rosedale was always a sort of a corner. When you drive to Gippsland, it sort of stops. What, that's the end of the road?
No, keep going that way. Bensville.
Left-hand turn. You've got to put your
sail.
You've got to put your indicator on to keep going out of Rosedale. I'm going to get your tips quickly before we break and catch up with Matthew Clark from the Crows. Essendon, Box Hill?
Box Hill, a surprise loser at home last week. Can see them bouncing back against the Bombers.
Northern Blues versus North Ballarat, who copped a thumping.
At Etihad Stadium and a curtain raiser to an AFL game. Wonderful to see. Eddie. First of four for the year, so get there early. Northern Blues.
Port Melbourne after that heroic win at Williamstown versus the Scorps, who got beaten by Sandringham but not disgraced.
Port to continue on their winning ways.
Footscray Geelong, that's something that reads from the olden days.
Tough. Dogs at home.
Witten Oval, get down there, Footscray supporters. The game we were talking about, Richmond-Collingwood. Channel 7, match the round. What time does it start?
11.30, so to be precise, an 11.42am bounce.
Superb. Your tip?
Collingwood.
And Werribee Williamstown, another clash between traditional rivals.
Willie to bounce back.
And keep the tradition going, because Frankston take on Sandringham, old rivals from down the beach.
Paddy Hills boys getting closer to a win, but I don't think it'll be against the Zebras, who are looking impressive.